Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Tim Pool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347. Make sure to head over to timcast.com, click join us, and become a member to support our work directly, because this show is made possible thanks in part to viewers like you. If you like the work we do, become a member, and you'll also get access to uncensored, members-only shows from Timcast IRL, Monday through Thursday at 10 p.m. You can also join our Discord server and talk with like-minded individuals. Now, let's get into that first story. Good news for all of the ultra-woke. For the illegal immigrants and criminal aliens that are entering this country, they can now check off a third gender option, which certainly exists in foreign countries and, let's be real, literally doesn't. This is an American and Western phenomenon that doesn't exist in most of these countries, but rest assured, the Biden administration wants to make sure. Okay, let's be real. Do you guys see the big story? I think we talked about it a bit earlier in the week, that the Biden administration declared March 31st Transgender Day of Visibility Day. Or whatever they call it. Just so happened to have been Easter as well, but March 31st has been pushed by the woke to be Transgender Day of Visibility, or Transgender Visibility Day, which is just like weird because they have Pride Month already, and so there are already tons of days dedicated to pushing the woke ideology. It is certainly a fad, but it is very cult-like. Well, the reality was, Joe Biden was then asked about it and said, "I didn't do that." Yeah, he had no idea what was being done in his name. And this is the reality of what's happening right now. I think Joe Biden is a half weekend at Bernie's type president where he thinks he's the president. And this is really funny. People made this joke about Trump. They said, can we put Trump in like a soundstage and just tell him he's the president, but then go and run the country and then he'll be doing things and thinking he's the president? Yeah. Things were actually pretty good under Trump, but this literally is Joe Biden. They parade him around as a figurehead, and what do you get? The dude doesn't even know what the administration is doing in his name. The deep state is signing off on things that Joe Biden doesn't even know is happening. I do not believe Joe Biden knows that they actually enacted this policy. And I'm willing to bet if you were actually sit down with him and ask, he'd be like, huh? Third gender, what's that? That's right, third gender. Aliens. Now, if 20 years ago you came to a person and said, there will be an alien invasion and there will be three genders among these aliens, people would think you're talking about space aliens. President Joe Biden's U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services have revised their application for naturalization to have a third gender option designated by X. The application form for naturalization, Form N-400, has been updated by the USCIS to include a third gender options. Oh, thank heavens. Thank heavens. An announcement online. USCIS wrote, it is introducing a third gender option defined as another gender identity. Today, we published a new edition of Form N-400, the first form to include the X gender option. This option will become available on additional forms as we revise them. Why would literally anyone choose male or female? If you choose X, you then have the option of going either route. Additionally, why would anyone choose M? What does it mean to identify yourself as a male? Oh, boy. Here, this is not financial advice. I am advocating for nothing. But did you know that men pay higher insurance rates? I wonder what would happen if you sign up for an insurance company and said, I am not male, I'm female. Because I just so here decided to be. They can't discriminate on the basis of gender identity. I don't know that any forms are required for you to say otherwise, but you'll get cheaper insurance. Let me look this up. This is crazy. Cheaper insurance. Let's see. Insurance cheaper for women. How women now pay more. Oh, that's interesting. Hey, take a look at this. Unfortunately, the advantage conferred. April Fools. They posted this on April 1st, for instance. So a lot of people thought it was a joke. But I just Googled it. And according to the Zebra, women now pay more for men, more than men for car insurance in 25 states, despite men being riskier. I got to be honest. Maybe it actually might be that men realized this and started writing that they were women. And so the insurance companies were like, nah, you can't do that. It's a longstanding practice that's gaining new attention. And now the California's of January has banned the use of gender in car insurance pricing. I agree with this. It joins Hawaii, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Montana among states that don't allow it. Gender-based pricing has generally been accepted by government regulators because insurers have been able to show that male teen drivers are statistically far more likely to crash and file claims than female teens. So they should have to pay more for insurance. But thanks, my friends, to communism, that is no longer the case. California's insurance regulator questioned the rationale last year after finding the price difference between men and women varied widely from location to location and insurer to insurer. Some companies found men more likely to file claims, thus charging them more, while other companies found the opposite. Well, I'm not here to talk just about insurance, but I will mention the whole thing is BS. BS. Gender should not play a role at all in insurance rates. It should literally just be, and simply, have you gotten into a crash? You pay more. You didn't? You don't. If men are more likely to get into crashes, there's no reason to charge them more in general. They get into a crash, then you increase their rates. Everyone can do it. They were trying to play a dirty game where they could have their cake and eat it too. Well, now, I guess because of the communists, that's being done away with because they don't like that idea. Back to immigration, however, many people were mocking USCIS. It's April Fool's Day for the 1,167th consecutive day. Thanks, Biden. Prior to the Biden administration making the change on the application form, the Biden admin announced in 2021 that it would give more priority to transgender immigrants seeking to cross the border. Kamala Harris also said around the same time that the root cause of immigrants fleeing Guatemala was because of LGBTQ violence. Do you know what this means, my friends? Many of these migrants that are being advised by NGOs will likely start checking off that they are transgender. They will get priority access and they will pass as refugees. That is the reason they're doing this. Let me stress. The reason why they added the third gender option is so that criminal aliens can come here, mostly young men, claim that they're non-binary and then apply for asylum. You see, the Biden admin wanted to pass this provision in their bill, security bill, that would have given CBP the ability to adjudicate many asylum cases. They argued it would speed things up and they'll turn them back. No, they won't. You know what they'll do? The person will come up and say, I'm non-binary. And they'll go, okay, asylum granted. You are a marginalized group. You certainly faced persecution at the hands of the people back in your home country. Welcome to America. Here's your green card. Go get a job. You see the machine they're trying to build? That's the game they're playing. So it's not silly. It's not just ridiculous ideology. It is machinations, a mechanism by which they can flood this country with criminal aliens and invaders, displacing and disrupting the black community in Chicago. That's right. I don't know about none of this great replacement stuff. All I know is that the black community in Chicago is furious, saying that they are being replaced by criminal aliens. Well, heavens me. If that's the case, then what Democrats are doing here and with sending all of these criminal aliens all across the country is a detriment to minorities in this country. Now, I suppose the argument could be made that people coming are also Hispanic and Latino or whatever, so it mostly affects the black and white communities, but I think it affects Americans in general in whole. People who grew up in this country, even the children of immigrants and even the children of illegal immigrants, will be negatively impacted economically by this massive surge. Democrats will come out with documents saying a massive surge of transgender refugees are coming to the United States. They'll then claim that transgenderism is clearly an issue because we had 3,780 transgender asylees come to this country. Look how many transgender people are fleeing their home countries due to fear of persecution. But it'll be fake. It'll be people exploiting the system to gain, to come to this country, to take from you and your children. Where's your inheritance? That's my warning to Gen Z. You think it's all fun and games, it's all silly. But I think we're going to have to see Gen Z wake up and vote for Donald Trump. The reality is, man, you will not own a house. You will live in the pod. You will eat the bugs. You will own nothing. And you will be happy. You know why you'll be happy? Because it'll pump you full of drugs. Because happiness is just a chemical state, right? Blank slate. You can be whatever they tell you to be. Harry Tubman said, I freed many slaves. I would have freed many more if only they knew they were slaves. How many young people will be born into this machine, not realizing that freedom exists and a better life is possible? But they'll be trapped in this grind, in this machine, not realizing that people like Joe Biden burned their homes to the ground. And for what? Seriously, for what? Honestly, I don't know. Malthusian ideology? Fears of overpopulation and climate change? Maybe it could be something as grandiose and more exciting as aliens made them do it. I'd be much more excited about that, I guess. It's like three-body problem. Aliens could have already come here and taken over, and we wouldn't even know. And, yeah, only that would be more exciting, I guess. Now, the reality is you have corrupt people who believe they're right. And because they think they're right, they think they should be in charge of your life. And they don't want you to inherit a home. They don't want you to inherit wealth. Equity means cutting off the tall grass. And that means you, America. That means they want to strip the Americans of their wealth to balance out the global economy. Let everyone be equal. I'll leave it there. Next segment's coming up at 4 p.m. on this channel. Thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you all then. Democrats in California had a great idea. It's simple. All these rich people own these really big houses. So how about if any of them sell the house, they got to pay a 4% sales tax to the state and will use that money to help deal with the homeless problem. Sounds like a good idea, right? Okay. Because these people don't understand anything about economics, they come out and they go, we got so many homeless people. We need money. We'll tax the rich. Yay, they cheer. So guess what? LA's luxury house sales plummet 70% in the first year since its hated mansion tax was brought in as millionaires choose to live outside the city in Beverly Hills, Malibu, and Santa Monica instead. Talk about the stupidest thing you can do. That's basically it. So let's say you own a mansion that's worth, it's 4% on $5 to $10 million property sales. So let's say you've got a $10 million property. And I know many of you probably don't. Some of you might, actually. Who knows? All of a sudden, the question is, why would I buy that? I have to now overcome a 4% deficit for any investment in this property. That means if I'm going to buy a $10 million property, it has to go up in value at least 4%. And I have to clear the fees from the loans before I can sell it. That means you are underwater. Okay, look, you buy a house. Let's say it's $300,000. You go to the bank, you get a loan. You say, I'm going to put $50,000 down. The bank says, we're going to give you $250,000. Then there's fees. Let's say you spend $10,000 in fees. Then there's interest. If you calculate the interest over a 30-year mortgage, you're probably paying $700,000 on a $300,000 house. So every time you pay that principal, principal but interest, but the principal goes down only a little bit because the interest. How do you get out from underneath this? It's not so easy. You want to build wealth, but loans cut your wealth building in half. Now imagine this. Not only do you have the fees on top. So like, let's say you sold the house. Let's say you bought the house for 300. You pay a fee of 10,000. Okay. Then over the next few months, you calculate you're going to spend a few thousand dollars. I'm not going to do the math. A few thousand dollars in interest. So you're like, if I'm going to sell my house, which is 300,000, after the fees, after the interest that I've already paid, and I want to leave with at least breaking even, Your $300,000 house now has to sell for $325,000. Imagine this. Before you even buy it, you know you need another 4% on top. Oh, are you kidding me? We're talking about 12 grand on top if you're a $300,000 house. So now you're like, if I want to sell this and not be underwater, I've got to sell it for at least like $350. Only problem is, what if the price doesn't go up? What if there's no other buyers? It's real simple. Ain't nobody going to want to buy LA mansions. Just go live somewhere else. The funny thing is, for properties more than $10 million, it's actually, I think, like 5.2%. LA's housing department has generated $215 million in the tax over the past year, a disappointing sum compared with the $900 million it was predicted to raise. It's 5.5. Homeowners will lose 5.5% of their sale price if they decide to cash in on their estate. Oh, wow, that's crazy. Let me tell you why this is a scam. It's very, very easy. Look at that $126 million mansion. It's a scam because, my friends, LA has been able to solve their homeless problem a long time ago. I know because I worked with homeless nonprofits in Los Angeles. The issue is NIMBY. Not in my backyard. How is it that a city with a Democrat supermajority in a Democrat majority state could not just enact the policies they claim will help people? Because they don't help people. That's it. They all campaign on it, but this is what you get with single party control. Now, I hear a lot, California's got so much great stuff going on. It does. It's beautiful. They've got late season skiing and snowboarding. How wild is that? You know, and this is true of this is I didn't realize until recently. Did you know Las Vegas, a desert, has skiing? That's right. Right next to Vegas, 50 minutes out, is a mountain with snow. That's kind of wild. You can be in Vegas in the winter and it's like 50 degrees, drive up a mountain and now it's 20 or 30 degrees and you're snowboarding, go back to Vegas. That's rad. I like Vegas. I don't like the debauchery of Vegas. I like the entertainment of Vegas, but you know, with that comes whatever you'd expect. Certainly, if anyone was going to claim there's a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah, unfortunately, it's Vegas and Atlantic City. But don't worry, everybody. Don't worry. We won't single them out. Casinos are now legal in most places and online gambling and all that stuff. So the degeneracy is spreading everywhere. Seamus Coughlin said, if God does not smite us, he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. And I was like, oh, shout out to Freedom Tunes. Anyway, I digress. What could California be if it actually had political competition? You wouldn't need these taxes. You wouldn't need to see property values collapse. You would be able to succeed. You know, Mike Cernovich talks about this. A lot of people say, get out of California. It's terrible. Don't want to be there. It's interesting. There's a lot of, look at this. Is this LA? It's not LA County, is it? What is this barrier they've drawn? It goes down to Long Beach. California, it's unfortunate that it's so beautiful with such great weather and such bad policy. But I think this is a product of what it is. Who moves to California? People who want to make it rich. There's a lot of self-interest and drive to go there and succeed. And I can respect that. But with this, you get a lot of people saying, leave me out of it. And that's unfortunate. When I lived in LA, there was a sticker over at Amoeba Music on Sunset. This is near Hollywood. And it said, welcome to Los Angeles. When you leave, take someone with you. Everyone loved that sticker. Because nobody's from LA, they say. Everyone moves there. So what does that mean? If everybody is moving there, there's no community. There's no drive to defend the commons. There's just give me what I deserve. What does that lead to? A government where when people dump on the street, nobody does anything about it. They just say, not my problem. That's what you get in California. Sure, it's beautiful. Sure, there's great mountains and the weather is fantastic and there's lush farmland. But most people there don't like you, don't like anyone else. So it's unfortunate. But I think ultimately what we can see from California, and we can thank them, is because they're effectively an incubator for bad Democrat ideas. Unfortunately for us, it's been reported in the past that California is typically 5 years ahead of the rest of the United States. And within 5 years, we begin adopting their policies, too. And I think that's fairly apparent. When you look at sanctuary state policies, sanctuary city policies, voting, the homeless crisis, illegal immigration. Yep. Now, something's changing thanks to the internet. And it may be that red states reject these ridiculous policies because they can see what's happening and the information travels much more quickly. But I think ultimately we have a human problem. Humans hear these easy outs and they take them. So a politician comes out and says, let's just tax all of these wealthy mansion sales. Well, guess what? No one's going to buy them. Why would I want to buy an expensive property in Los Angeles when I'm going to lose 4%? That's a terrible investment. When do I get to sell that? Already, we're seeing many luxury properties drop in value. The numbers are going down. Are millennials and Gen Z going to be able to buy these fancy properties? The answer is no. So what ends up happening is we're going to become more like Ukraine. Before the war, I don't know where they're at now, but the oligarchs owned almost all the property. I remember looking at a condo in Ukraine. I was wondering what the price is. $300,000. And I thought to myself, like, well, that makes no sense. $300,000? What? Who in Ukraine can afford that? They make like $400 a month. The oligarchs, the ultra wealthy, own everything, and they rent it out for like $100 a month. They buy a $300,000 condo and rent it out for $100 a month. Because that's how machine operates. That's where we're going based on Democrat policies. If we continue the direction, you will have crime, you will have poverty, you will own nothing, and you'll be happy. I'll tell you why I'd be happy. Because they're going to give you a bunch of drugs and stick you in the matrix. They're going to put you in the pod, pump your stomach full of roach goo. See, that's the mistake. They say you'll eat the bugs. You'll eat something akin to bugs. Lobsters are kind of like bugs, but I like lobster. This is the future that's being built. These policies ensure it. Luxury properties in Los Angeles, and maybe this is the intent. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the real goal of the Democrats was to drive down property values by creating a burden so that it would control these prices and lower them. Maybe. Maybe what actually ends up happening is a $5 million property becomes a $2 million property, and then this drives down housing prices because nobody wants to buy them. But eventually someone does. Eventually someone who's, I mean, look, you got a mansion with 10,000 square feet and like, you know, a 10 car garage and an in-ground pool. And it's like elevated, normally goes for $20 million in LA. Now it's a $2 million property. Now someone might be like, wow, I'd like that. That's a big house. I just want to tell you this. I'll wrap it up by saying, people, you don't want big houses. The house I live in is probably like, we utilize maybe 1,000 square feet. That's probably not even. I think we use like 500. I'm not saying don't live your best. I'm just saying you only really need a big house for your expecting family. Maybe a guest room. Then you want extra room depending on how big you plan to have your family. But I assure you, you don't want to live in a mansion. You need a staff to maintain it. Not kidding. With the IRL studio now, it's like 12,000 total square feet for everything. And if we get a leak somewhere and someone doesn't check on it, so we have crew that maintains everything. Yeah, you don't want to live in a house like that. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Next segment is coming up at 6 p.m. on this channel. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll see you all then. I saw an interesting argument about the squatting thing that's currently happening. Why is it only happening in suburban middle-class neighborhoods? Why aren't people going to big mansions in New York City? Seriously, we talked about this on the show. We have this video from Clown World over on Twitter. A man prevents squatters from entering his private property. Yo, this video is nuts. This woman grabs some kind of weapon. The dude pulls out a taser. They're trying to break their way onto his property, threatening that they can come in. And this guy says no. But here's the question.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days.
Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Why aren't they doing it to these rich penthouses? $20 million penthouse. Take no difference. Why? It's weird, isn't it? It's almost like it's intentional. Like someone's advising these people and telling them where to go and protecting them when they do it. I wonder what would happen. Seriously, if let's talk about what we're seeing right now. We're hearing more and more of these stories. We had this National Review, what's causing the squatting surge? Who was up for a round of armchair sociology? They say after months, in some cases, of the new normal, however warranted the changes may have been for a limited time, returning to old habits would be a challenge. They say, say the world is struck by a calamity unprecedented in the modern age, and in response, good citizens are instructed to work from home, if possible, and keep their children home from school. College grads are allowed to pause student loans. Landlords are told not to evict tenants. That's the new normal. They say it's just one theory. Whatever the reason, squatting does appear to be gaining newfound popularity in cities across the country, afflicting property owners who too often discover that tossing unlawful occupiers is counterintuitively complicated. The National Rental Home Council, a trade group representing the single family home rental industry, told NR members have reported a sizable increase, especially in certain markets. Here's what I think. You will own nothing and you will be happy. You want to be a mid-sized landlord? Too bad. I once rented an apartment. It was an old couple that had put all their retirement in a house and were hoping that they could live for the rest of their days off of the rental income coming from the young person who was renting the upstairs. The problem is the guy was kind of a dick. And I remember him having problems with like my air conditioning unit and stuff like that. And like, dude, I never did anything. And then I had a roommate move in and the roommate got into it. I told the landlord, hey, in order to save money on rent, it's a 2-bedroom. I'd like to bring a roommate in. And they said, sure, that sounds great. And I was like, it should be better for everybody. It'll be cheaper for me. However, I would like to be solely responsible for the rent. And they said, no. And I said, well, okay, if that's what you want to do. They said, we want a check from each of you for half the rent. And I said, I would rather just you tell me I'm responsible for the rent, the full, and let me deal with the person up, like who's living. No. I said, okay. That person ended up getting into a rental dispute with the landlord over something that they had done and then did not deliver the check. And then the landlord comes to me and goes, you got to give me that money. And I said, no, I don't. And this is exactly why I said I should be responsible for it. But you got into a conflict that I could not mediate because of what you set up. And so they ended up losing out on the money. There are a lot of people who bet their retirement on this. Well, those people are now having their lives destroyed. The middle class people who inherit homes from their parents are now having their inheritance stripped from them. Penthouses? Totally fine. The haves and have nots, the extreme circumstances continue. Squatters are targeting middle class homeowners, not even banks. Why? Honestly, don't know. That's why I don't think it's as simple as to say what the National Review does, that it's because we for years created this thing where you couldn't evict people and rent was paid for and now nobody wants to leave. No, that's not explaining why people are cutting holes in fences and climbing onto people's property or anything like that. The issue I see is that there is something, probably NGOs, who knows, that are giving general instruction and pushing this movement. Well, dare I say, for the haves may experience the same as the have-nots. Let's entertain a scenario. Middle-class homeowner inherits a house from their parents when they die. This is what we saw in Queens. They try to sell the house. Squatters took it over. They can't sell. They can't change the locks. They're locked. They can't do anything. What do you do? Someone has just seized your property. You can't do anything about it. How? Well, in many of these circumstances, these squatters will, it's really crazy. They find a target. They call a landscaping company and say, can you mow the lawn? Sure. A month later, they come back, kick the door in, or lockpick, change the locks out. Now they live there. When the homeowner shows up 10 minutes later, I'm saying this person's not even lived there for 10 minutes, and calls the police. I got a person in my house. Cops show up and the guy goes, I live here. And the cop says, can you prove it? Yes, I have a bill from a month ago when I paid for landscaping. I've been here for a long time. Cops say, have a nice day. Now, that's crazy, isn't it? That's not necessarily what happened in Queens, but it's basically what happened. When the lady called the cops said, can you prove you've been here? And the guy said, here's a bill of something. And said, good enough for us. We're out. But how come it's not affecting mansions? How come no one's going to the wealthiest areas? It's weird, isn't it? It's almost like they're targeting people who are inheriting properties, trying to start businesses, and don't have the ability to fight back. I wonder, what if someone got a cell phone? They went to maybe you need an ID for this. I don't know if you can actually do this with a cell phone, but it's not hard to get mail sent to a place. What if someone just orders an Amazon package and they get something small that can be sent in just a bag, put in a mailbox, and they order something like, I don't know, so how about some dice, like nice little set of playing cards. When the UPS guy shows up, they're standing right there at the front of the house, front of the building, big penthouse building. And he goes, hey, you got anything for Jim Smith over in unit A1? And he goes, Jim Smith, A1, that's you. He goes, yep, got my ID right here. Oh, Jim Smith, that's who you are. Here's your package. Thanks, buddy. Now he's got a piece of mail with his name on it and a date. Then comes back a month later, walks in the front and says, I'm having trouble getting into my penthouse. He knows it's listed on sale on Zillow. And they go, sir, what? He's like, yeah, the penthouse, I live there. And they'll be like, who are you? What's your name? Jim Smith. And they'll be like, I don't believe you live. He's like, okay, well, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna call the police and I'm gonna tell them that you've illegally evicted me. Cops show up and they say, can you prove you live? And he's like, I got some packages here. This is from a month ago when I ordered this. Here's a delivery slip. They're just trying to bar me. Cops go, civil matter. Open the door now. We're not getting involved. What are they going to do about it? Why is it not affecting the penthouses? What's the end result of this? You will own nothing and you will be happy. You will live in the pod and you will eat the bugs. I'm not saying it's on purpose, but it is a little weird that the squatting stuff is not targeting major New York City penthouses. It's weird. It's not targeting all of these mansions in New York. Let's play a game, baby. Let's play a game. I think the law should be changed. I think people shouldn't be allowed to do this. But let's just do this. I'm going to pull up here our good friend over on Zillow. And we have here the Hamptons. Here's an $80 million property. $80 million. Why did someone choose to squat in a rinky-dink little four-bedroom in Queens? Granted, it was still a $900,000 property. When you got a beautiful $80 million vacant building right here. Same laws, New York State, right? Now, okay, fine. New York State, New York City laws may be very different. The reason they may not be going to the Hamptons is because Hamptons may have very different laws. But yo, I can hop on over and scuttle all the way back to New York City. And I can tell you this, my friends. How do you remove the boundary here? There we go. Take a look at this. Let's even just pop right up over here. Let's look at home type and let's deselect all and do houses only. Houses only. Here's a $6 million house for sale. How come we ain't hearing no story about this bad boy right here? Yo, this is Bronx, New York. This is New York City under the same laws as Queens. And these guys are like, I'm going to choose this $900,000 little four bedroom when I got a $6 million property secluded facing the water. I don't get it. Honestly, I don't get it. The divide between the haves and have. Look at this. He's even got skateboards and a guitar in this room. Genuinely don't understand. Is it because we haven't gotten to that point? Maybe this is a new phenomenon. I honestly have no idea. What other $2.6 million house? The thing about these expensive houses, they're secluded. You're not going to have neighbors calling the cops or ratting you out or anything like that. Again, nobody should be doing this. The cops should be arresting these people instantly. But for some reason, if you're in Queens, they hit you. If you're middle class, they hit you. If you're rich, maybe the reality is this. Maybe it's because the rich don't play games. Maybe it's because when you're rich, somebody comes into your house, you just say, you walk up to your house, the locks are changed, and a guy answers, says, can I help you? And you go, yeah, it's my house. And he says, what do you mean I live here? And the rich guy goes, I'm going to say it one more time. This is my house. And then just looks at him in the eyes. You see, the poor people are like, I'm going to call the police. And they're like, yes, thank you. Good. What happens when that rich guy shows up with the dude with the suit who's legally allowed to carry a gun, security company? And the guy just says, I think you are mistaken, sir. You do not live in this house. And I think what might happen to you, well, unfortunate accidents could occur in a property that's not properly maintained, if you know what I'm saying. We don't need to involve the cops in this one. I feel like the people who make money and know how to make money aren't going to play these silly games. They're not going to call their lawyer. They're not going to call the police. Please, officer, help me. That's a mistake middle class people make. AOC says abolish the police as she's got armed guards walking next to her, right? That's the game. You squat in a rich person's house, you wake up and your kneecaps are busted up. But these poor people who don't know what's going on, they think the cops are going to protect them. The squatting stuff's got to stop. But the end result is this. There'll be haves and there have-nots. And the haves are getting more haves and the have-nots are getting it off worse. It's going to get bad. I don't know. You tell me. I'll leave it there. Next segment's coming up at 1 p.m. on this channel. Thanks for hanging out and I'll see you all then.